Hello.
Hello, how are
Hello.
you?
Tin. Tin. Tin, hello.
Hi, I'm sorry, I had on mute. I'm standing here
Tin,
talking.
are you aware? Tin, are you aware about this week TSC decision about the Tosca NAV profile?
No, I think it was no decision. I attend yesterday's call, but
I would like Andy to give us a couple of minutes to understand what's the TSC solution and how it can actually contradicts the solution that's been made by Etsy in the last Etsy meeting.
Yeah, I was gonna wait for Alex to join because I was not there either, and I heard about it.
Sure, Andy, this is very important because it looks like we are getting the wrong direction. At least will be very, very difficult for us to synchronize. Okay.
Yep, I understand.
It hurt my head, guys.
Oh
More
no.
hurt me, and we can all blame on Andy.
Blame me, that's all right. So
But anyway,
I wasn't there, so don't blame me.
Tim, you have brain damage now.
Everyone has brain damage. So let's wait a few more minutes for folks to join, and then we can get started.
Did anyone did
And reminder, this meeting's being recorded.
Yes, does everyone other than me realize that the continuous release process is in place?
Yeah, so let's wait to discuss this, and we'll talk about what's happening with R2 and what's happening beyond R2, and I think that'll help.
So while we're waiting to start, has there been any clarification on the time for the modeling meeting next Tuesday? Has anybody heard?
I thought it was 10 a.m. Eastern, or not? I got an invite for 10 a.m. Eastern. Are you modeling subcommittee or Langley's call?
Modeling subcommittee.
Ah, that's
I know
good.
we talked about it earlier, wondering if it was going to get moved or
We'll
not.
find out an hour before.
Well, we need to make sure the invite's updated appropriately, or
Well, you know.
so it's going to be an hour earlier for US.
I don't know.
So the answer is we don't know.
Well, time zone change, but Andy, on the agenda today, if you can give me some time just to present what I've done, the mapping. And I know Jesse, we've been trading some email, so that way I can close out my action item that I promised from this group to prepare.
Jessie asks tough questions. I've been ignoring her. I don't want to answer those questions.
Well, she had the ID question. That was easy because Root has ID. I'll take easy
That was
one.
easy. I give you all the hard question on EPA, HPA.
It's really hard.
Oh.
So we're gonna have add Alex to the agenda too. So we're gonna have a TSC update on
Hey
resource.
man, we cut a deal, you know.
I
We're
have
moving.
Alex on this, so I have actually had you on the I had the topic on the agenda for the Etsy update, but I just put your name next to it then. All right.
We're not seeing your screen, just so you know.
Of course you're not, because I'm not sharing it. All right. It looks like we're having all the, I don't know what's going on today. Everyone's taking Friday off, long week. I wanted to take today off because I have a cold, but I hope you don't catch it over the phone.
Do you have a cast on?
No, I have a fractured fibula and a cold today, so it's a good day. No, I don't have to get a cast because the crack the bone didn't go out of place with the crack, which is really good.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go ahead and get started. It's 5 minutes after. Let's hope other folks will join. So let's go for the TCA update with Alex first.
So I don't know how many of you were in the meeting yesterday.
Did you want to share anything, Alex, first? Or did you have, I know you had that.
Yeah, we can, there's a presentation anchored on the TSC meeting minutes page. What we presented. I guess I'll just bring it up in a hurry.
I'll see if I can find it too. We'll race.
I'll do it. I got it handy here. So
TSC minutes.
I decided to start using my big huge monitor at home, and now I have space for everything. So
it's called your TV.
It will be my TV. I just need to get my brand new LED, you know, OLED thing, and then it will be my TV.
So which presentation is this? Is this the modeling subcommittee report on R2 from the first?
No, that's the Dengue thing. Mine was on the 7th, I guess.
Yeah, I don't see it on the, there's no minutes from the 7th on the.
Or on the 8th, I'm sorry.
There's no minutes from the 8th either. There's no, the only March minutes are the first.
Look at the agenda in minutes. It should say agenda in minutes from the TSC meeting.
Okay, I'm going to share my screen again. I'll show you what I see. So I'm at 2018 TSC meeting minutes.
This is... well...
So you see what I'm having a problem with.
These are 2018.
Yeah.
Look at 2017.
Did they put in the wrong year?
I think so.
Nice.
Silly me. What was I thinking?
No. Wait, where did I put it? Yesterday I anchored it in the where Kenny asked me to. I thought it was 2018, but...
Yeah, search for Alex's name and it'll show his contribution.
That's where I'm going. So, Alex Wolf's home. It'll be here, I guess.
No.
Where's his contributions?
I have no contributions.
Anything you check in should be tracked.
Here, right?
Hey, that's what you think.
It should be here. Okay, Alex, you find it if you can. Excuse me.
I'm not even gonna attempt to. I'm just gonna show.
Are you talking about the slides that you presented on the TSC?
Yes.
I have those open if you want.
Can you send me the, can you chat the link too? Because I want to put it.
Bring them up, man. You know, we just go through one slide that says what we're.
Just give me the. Let me present. Hold on.
Yeah, but send the link in the chat too. So
I don't have a link. I captured these with screen capture.
Oh no.
Oh my God! No, give me control. I can do this.
No, but I have the same equivalent.
Alex should.
I think I found it. I'll send a link on the chat here.
Here we go.
Just the agenda for the. 03018 meeting.
Yeah, that's it. That's where I put it.
So Kevin wins. You win the scavenger hunt today.
I just typed in Alex Vol and hit search. I did not let it resolve to his home or whatever.
HP friendly. There it is.
There's the link there.
Now, is somebody sharing?
Yeah, I'll share it. Or unless Alex wants to.
You do it.
I have to open it first.
God knows what it'll do to my laptop. At least you have a Mac. It'll know what to do.
I don't have a Mac.
Oh, you don't? Oh, well, good. You know, my condolences.
Well, my Mac is here. It's at my right. This is my work computer that I'm on right now.
All right. So,
all right. Here we go.
Yes. So, all we said was... we did a presentation. That presentation basically said...
Okay, that's the other one. Never mind. Yeah, I guess I have to scroll instead of hit the arrow. Okay, got it. Never mind.
So forget the value. We kind of don't need that. Let's go to... keep going. So we explained the difference between the two approaches that exist in IFA for modeling HPA. Pointed out that we wanted to use a more dynamic, more extensible approach for ONAP. And this was the slide. Next, we explained that, let's go to the next one. Next, we attempted to explain that we were following a topology of information elements and kind of anchoring different classes in different places, the right way. And so actually, as you can see, this is the latest, actually, version of, you'll see that a few things have been removed, and a few just to streamline stuff. But anyway.
Now, this lines up pretty much with the Etsy IFA 11 model, correct?
Yes.
And we approved it in Sol 001.
It also should line up with our clean version of the information model.
Exactly. And so the last attribute that we've been haggling over, that should just be added to the final version of the model.
Which attribute was that, so you can serve one?
We can track it. It's the NIC2 IA2 requirements. It's all the way on the right. And second from the top.
That one there.
Yes.
So, Alex, a question for you. And I sent this to you in an email, so you may have responded. In looking at the data model mapping and the specs that you gave me for Sol 001 and the Tusk NFV profile, the support for HPA is not in those specs.
So in Sol-10, you said yesterday there were some problems with 06?
No, Sol-001.
No. What Alex says is Sol-001 version 0.6.
Yeah, this is the last one.
Jesse, let me just ask everyone here, this is easy to work. Is everyone here on this call is on Etsy member? SENFV. Can you access SENFV?
I can access the documents. I'm just saying the document that Alex sent me, what I thought was the latest Sol 001 doesn't have support for HPA.
Most likely what you have is a version 0.5.0, yes. Which is old already.
So how
Finn's been very active at updating it this week, haven't you? So we're going to get to that next on the agenda. So let's not.
Yeah, let's just kind of get through this, and then we'll get to the latest specs and everything.
Yep.
So this was just meant to show them that just randomly taking out attributes was kind of a waste of time, because there was actually an implied relationships between everything here. So.
Alex, how this relates to the decision that you mentioned about?
Oh, just get there in a second.
We're almost there. Do you want to go to the next page?
Yes, let's go.
Okay.
And here we go. This was what we did. So what we stipulated in front of everybody was the fact that we're going to use the ONAP R2 Plus information model based on IFA. We'll deprecate legacy HPA attributes for implementation simplicity.
And that was the option two on that poll that was presented, right?
And that was the option two, and that was
So a question on that. When you say deprecate, you're saying delete. You're not – in option two is saying literally remove them from the model, not deprecate them.
Yes.
That's different.
They're moving them from our clean version.
I apologize. I just realized that I used the wrong word. Yes.
Well, no, I wanted to make sure because deprecation in the way the other SDOs do it is to me much preferable, where you keep it in as marked as deprecated, knowing you're going to take it out in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked this question yesterday, and Tan replied. Okay,
let me dance around this for a second.
No, we say deprecate. You're saying deprecate with reason. Like, you want to delete it from our clean version of the own app information model.
Yes. Now, the problem is that we will delete some, but not all, right? So, for example, some of the HPA requirements that have been there from day one, we'll remove them, but then we'll just move them into the registry. So they won't, they'll just change their location, but they will still be available under the same name and everything else. The big question is, what do we do with the Vaulty use case? And that's what we need to decide. Okay.
Yeah. You saw my comments. The best approach, typically when you have things like this, the best approach is what we call either use the term deprecate on that field as a status field. On specific attributes, we can put deprecate or experimental.
Right.
That's
experimental is different.
Experimental is different.
Experimental is something new.
Experimental, but yeah.
If we
let's focus on what we're doing in ONAP. So for
okay,
the ONAP,
so ONAP they really model, would like to remove.
We are going to remove them, and what Etsy does is Etsy's business. However, we can recommend that Etsy deprecate them. But let's move on because I want to get stuck on that point too long.
Right, and then so for the data model, basically the way I put it was that. HPA can be realized either on top of Oasis or on top of Etsy, and as long as it's aligned with the R2 information model.
So, just another comment on that: Sol001 is built on the Tosca Simple Profile. It references it everywhere for all the attributes, so it's not a choice.
Understand the background here. We'll get into the gory history in a second. Just bear with us, right?
Okay.
So,
and it's a simple profile. It's worth pointing out that it's a simple profile for NFE, though, right?
Let me give you the Star Wars version. In the beginning, you know, we had Etsy and we had Oasis, and Etsy delegated the work on the data modeling spec to Oasis. And then, for all sorts of reasons, let's just put it that way, last December, that agreement has ended. And now the two organizations have two separate specs that a core team of people who are working on both are trying to keep more or less the same. But unfortunately, you know, there are also other players in the room who don't participate in both communities, who are kind of starting to influence the specifications, and they're going in the slightly different directions. But we're still hoping that, you know, what we can do is build one spec in the end, you know, one spec to rule them all. So so that's what we're trying to do. So version 5, you know, Rev 3 or whatever, version 1, working draft 5, Rev 3 of the Tosca spec, you know, we'll find a way to bring it in line with what's been done in Sol. And you know, whatever's in that spec that's not in Sol, we'll make sure we kind of bring them, you know, we'll unify them. At some point, I hope we can reestablish the original agreement, if it's possible, and kind of, you know, everybody will be happy again. But it is how it is now.
But as the spec stands today, it references the Tosca profile. It's not a separate. I don't see it as a choice.
It's work in progress, and it hasn't been updated. It's just, you know.
So Alex, your first line there is not just the simple profile; it's the NFE profile from Oasis, right?
Yes.
Okay, just to be clear.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying it references it. That's all.
Going to the decision that has been made by TSC, Alex.
So all I did is present the HPA modeling at TSC, and by making this statement, I cleared the way for the information model work to continue, okay, and to be used. Now, what I understand is Deng Wei's proclamation that they were using Tosca, Oasis Tosca, simple profile for NFV, is what the community is going with. Okay, so my what I said in the slide is accurate. You know, we can model HPA in terms of two possible data model choices. However, which choice we're ultimately going to use is up to the community.
So Deng Wei's proclamation, was that only for R2?
I don't know, but this is where, he asked to present the findings, the agreements with Anatoly and all that. Basically, they kind of said, no, go back to the modeling subcommittee and deal with it there.
Okay, so Tuesday, during Tuesday's modeling subcommittee call, this will be the topic of discussion. Is there a pullout or anything that you're aware of?
I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. All I'm saying is that, you know, there were people in the EPSI meetings and other places who have objected to the approach of using Oasis Tosca. However, nobody said anything in the meeting yesterday.
Because some of us missed this meeting. Because if you ask me,
well, you know, it's I don't know what the process is, but if if the process,
well, I make it very clear on the mailing list, as you can see, and I made it very clear yesterday that the wrong direction is to use the WD5R3 because it's outdated already. It would require at least another couple.
By the way, that we deprecated or we.
But what we're doing is we're not using it. Okay, so I totally appreciate everything that Tim that you're saying, and you know how I feel about the whole thing, right? But at the same time, we got to move ahead. And what's going to happen next? My understanding is unless there's a violent resistance. Or, you know, enough people, companies stand up and say, no, that's not what we want to do. We are going to use Oasis Tosca. And what we're going to do is add the HPA extensions to that version of the spec, plus a whole bunch of other stuff that is in IFA, in ONAP R2 plus information model. That's what's going to happen in reality. And then we're going to take the resulting models, and that's what SDC is going to work against.
With what? With working document 5?
Let me try again.
What is DC will use and what VNF vendor will use as a template?
Don't know, but if it matters that much to you, Andre, then you need to say something in every meeting you attend and you need to raise your hands and you need to bring people to actually...
I just missed the trend because I didn't realize that the trend is going to this very strange decision based on what was decided by ETSI meeting.
Apparently, Deng Wei met with the SDC folks, right? And apparently they agreed on using the Oasis Tosca approach for R2. And we'll see what we do for R3. But my point is that, that has to be a community decision. I cannot decide for anybody what they're going to do.
I agree. So it looks like we have to reconsider the decision because we really have a problem.
Okay, so if there's a majority opinion in the room from companies that are VNF suppliers like MDocs.
You can see Nokia, you can see Ericsson, you can see...
when I asked Michaela how she felt about it or why she didn't...
Hey guys, let's not get into it. I think what we need to do is, what's more important is what we need to load up to the JIRA portal, right? The model. Yeah. And we will be... My plan is to load the JIRA with the Sol 1 because that's the latest correct to match with the current IM model.
What JIRA model? What JIRA model? What JIRA?
Because Deng Wei is asking us, let me show you the email because I'm a little bit confused. Can I share the screen just a minute, guys?
Yes.
Stop your screen. Okay.
Yep, I'm on it. Sorry. It took me a minute.
Okay. So here's okay, now I need to find his email.
Jira just has tasks to do things, right?
That's right. And yes. And
so here's the email he sent to the list, right?
Right.
And I didn't understand why he sent that, because you had already done the mapping.
Yeah, you asked, and yeah, they want to answer.
So he basically asking us to map into the Jira for the data model. And if you click on any of this link, by the way, you are assigned for this one, Mr. Alex Bull.
Yes, I know. And so here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go.
Hang on.
So go to Victor's model that's online.
And why are we using Victor model?
Because it's the one that he uploaded for, and that's the version one working draft 5.rev3.
Then we need to fix Victor's model. I don't care what you call it, but I'm going to fix Victor's model.
That's what you
need. Yeah, so that's the approach then, is to take Victor's model, make updates accordingly on that. And that's for release 2. Now, if we have Sol 001 in for beyond release 2, we can still migrate to that. So whatever we can do to fix this model.
Just in terms of that.
What spec are we going to say?
Unless people actually object, it'll never happen. We'll never have Sol 1 in this community. Because what things are said, and with the exception of Tin, and I'll give Tin credit, right? You know, he's always there, always kind of saying, hey, what about Sol 1? Nobody else is stepping up to the plate.
I think if you...
Where is the voting, Alex? Where is the voting about it? Where is it?
There was no vote. You're free to bring this up in any number of meetings. You're free to write an email to the TSC saying MDocs as a company objects to the use of this particular data model. So is, you know, everybody else is free to do the same. You're free to speak up in the modeling subcommittee meeting and saying, no, I disagree with this. Okay. And by the rules of consensus, if mm-hmm. you disagree, then next thing that needs to happen is a discussion and a consensus needs
to be. I just need to find the place, Alex, which is really stated such a way that this is a decision of ONAP of using for R2 the Tosca NFE profile Word Document 5 instead of Sol 001. I just want to see this statement.
Has that decision actually been made, Alex? And where was it made, and where is it That's documented? It.
No decision made.
So they
no
wouldn't let Deng Wei show the final agreement with...
Between whom and whom, Alex? Between whom and whom? Where is agreement? Between whom? Between China Mobile and AT&T, China Mobile and SDC, China Mobile and you know what?
Are you getting upset at me? I'm just telling you what I presented.
Yeah, I understand that. There is no agreement. That's what I mean.
Okay, so whatever you want to do.
I suggest, hey guys, I suggest to Deng Hui to put this back on the agenda for discussions, okay? So next week's call, I would expect he put that topic back, and he throw me back with this one, which is fine. Nokia is still going to work on to get the proper resource, but it's out of the scope of modeling committee. Modeling subcommittee should not be mandate or make a decision because you have code or don't have codes. My opinion is that modeling committee should put together a model and then socialize with all other projects, and other projects make a decision to accept or not accept. We should not be shortcutting it.
So I'd like to see us, you know, if we could work in consensus, that'd be awesome. We do need to be cognizant that there are components out there, ONAP components out there that need to utilize the model for release 2. They have a time frame that they have to meet in order to get their code done. So we do have to take those things into account as well. And then we can maybe set a strategy and document what the strategy is for beyond release 2. But I think the effective...
It's not about a strategy document, right? So the argument that was... look... before that slide was written, you know, there was a conversation between me and Ling Li and Deng Wei and others, and I tried to explain to them the position that, look, if you guys are going to make a decision to use Oasis, it's going to be problematic. And what Andy said was basically the reason. You know, look, we've got a bunch of code, and it can't be easily ported to use Sol. And so it is what it is. And for release two, we kind of need to move ahead. But, you know, also Ling Li kind of said something very important. It's an open source community. And so if you want things done a certain way, then bring the people to the team and help do it a certain way. They're not opposed to it. They just basically say,
but here's the things, but there is a contradiction of what they are trying to say. If they loading Victor's model, which is somewhat quote unquote Sol 001, just a little bit out of date. So they are having, do they have code for that yet?
I'm sure they do.
Okay. So if they have code for that, are you telling me that they don't have a code to fix, just update some of the attributes values? Or are they have code for release one? There's a very misunderstood understanding. Are they doing is that they loading it, but they are still using release one code for the descriptor and distribution?
We're gonna find this out in a hurry. So don't worry, we're gonna find this out. But the point is that, there were a couple of different things that they were concerned about, right? One, I think Chris mentioned on the previous call, which is the IPR policy in Etsy. Well, apparently that's being cleared up. So, and that won't be an issue anymore. And then the second thing was, you know, for R2, you know, for expedience sake, the proposal is to use this model. And then, you know, for R3, things may change. So again, it's up to the community to make these changes. It's up to, you know, you know, if you don't exercise your rights, then nothing is going to happen. I've made my opinion known from an Intel perspective. We prefer Sol, but at the same time, we got to move the work ahead. And so to be pragmatic, we agreed to, for R2, to continue the way we have been, right? Now, there are other things we will do to enable Sol 001 specs to be consumable. But because we believe that, you know, a lot of companies are still going to use them. But again, you know, when we alone are not going to be able to sustain this position as a company. And so if there are other companies that feel a particular way, then voice your opinions and bring your people in. We'll have a team that will go in and make all the changes that need to be made. And for the record, it's not just about using one specification or another. It's also about making code changes. Every time we choose a different model with a different set of classes, there are changes to be made in SDC, there are changes to be made in SO, there are changes to be made in the workflows that SO uses. So it's not a free thing. It's not a free lunch. And so somebody has to make those changes, and that's what Intel team is going to do. We're going to go in and we're going to make the changes. And, you know, make sure that, you know, there's at least a model for release two, and at least for now SO works.
But I think Alex.
So at the end of the day, you know, we need to bring in Nokia people, Ericsson people, Netcracker people, Amdocs people, and then we can make this work whichever way we need to.
Okay, I think we need to separate two issues. What you say is truly correct. The pragmatics, we have to also look at pragmatics of what we have. But okay, the sooner we beginning the migration, I'm not saying we need to yank something and then left a gap. There should be a migration, a work now on release two to introduce the new model, Sol 1, or Etsy Sol 1, whatever we call it, the clean versions, beginning to start the integration of work. And meanwhile, what they have for working, they can have that path so that when we have the functional code across all different block of the consuming of that descriptor, then we can make an intelligent decision to recommend fully to switch at some release in the future. But it's kind of like a chicken and egg.
Some release in the future could be 2.1, right? So one thing that I discovered in this morning's meetings is that the continuous integration process has been defined. So what that allows us to do is to work in stages. And what it means is that potentially in 2.0, we will have, you know, one set of VNFDs supported, and potentially in 2.1, we can add more.
Okay.
There will always be more than a single VNFD.
So can I jump into this topic to clarify, to help others, including Jesse and others, to understand where all the specs going? Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, so basically in the past, what Alex was talking about, Star Wars Day, you know, we reference like this order. We built our specs based on the NFV profile from Tosca, and then Tosca NFV profile reference to simple YAML. Today, officially already last week, officially, Etsy make a fundamental decision and it's approved at the top level to reference directly to simple YAML. We did not say how the green box, the Tosca profile decided to do. That's up to Oasis Tosca, but Sol now officially referenced directly to YAML. We are rebuilding, the rest of the data types or node types to fulfill the one that we were referencing. So
Tin, which version of Sol 001 is that, and where can I find it? Because I'm not familiar with the Etsy site, and I'm not finding that draft there.
Okay. My first question, are you Etsy member?
Yeah, I have a login, yes, but I'm not familiar with the site.
I'll send you a link. It's okay. The issue
then
is...
Then I can send you the link. Okay. So let me do this. So here's the new model. And basically now Sol 1 it's on its own directly. So we are building it based on this. So we don't talk about the NFV profile any longer.
Okay. So
we don't know what Oasis Tosca are gonna do, but at least from Nokia point of view, I can say, because I'm a contributor, I will focus on get Sol 1 done. I have no interest at this moment to spend time to get this profile any because I have limited resource.
Tim, you're not going to Tosca ad hoc meetings anymore.
No, Nokia will contribute technical solution enhancement to simple YAML. We are going to do that. But we are no longer contribute any technical work into the NFV profile.
Thank you.
We are making much more enhancements to meet ONAP requirements and Etsy requirements to the simple YAML.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
And we introduced couple. We already beginning lay out the groundwork to introduce couple enhancement for version 1.3. Okay. So let me go ahead and show you this version. This is the version that right now internally, Etsy Sol Working Group is reviewing to make sure the implementation is correct, okay? I'm going to do this change mark. The big part is a couple things. The biggest part is, all the HPA that Alex has introduced. Alex, why don't you, your introduce is in the network requirements, right?
It's in the network requirements. It's also
right
in the
here.
GPU data and the memory.
Memory data.
Yes.
And memory. Let me do this, so I can jump quickly. So network requirement for HPA, virtual memory.
Virtual memory, right there in front of VGU memory requirements, and virtual CPU.
Yep. So okay. These are the things that was introduced for the HPA support. Okay. Alex will come with just to clarify, this version, we didn't have time to put the right types. My understanding, Alex is coming in with a new and fix this to string, right, Alex?
No, it's going to be a map because that more accurately reflects what we want in there. So a map is defined as a list of key value pairs.
Oh, yes, that's correct. So that's the key enhancement.
There's also an extra node type called logical CPU node data, and there's six changes. If Jesse, if you look at my presentation, those changes are defined in that presentation in the end.
Okay, that's why I was confused because I saw it in your presentation, but I didn't see it in the current spec that I had.
There's no current spec of Oasis Tosca Profile that has those changes. No current official version.
Planning to put that into Tosca or not?
I am going to put it into Tosca, but first I'm going to wait and see what happens here. For now, I'm going to put it into ONAP. Then I'm going to worry about what's going to happen in Tosca because I don't think anybody's going to use it there, to be honest.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so again, if somebody could send the link, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm working on it. I just have two hands here. So.
Okay. Can I ask you another question, Alex, since we were originally talking about your presentation anyways?
Yes.
You know, I saw in these key value pairs, you want to create a generic section and then a vendor specific section. To me, generic implies that should be in the class itself. If it's generic, it shouldn't be in a key value pair. Why are we now going to go and deprecate those attributes that really should belong there in the first place?
Well, no, we're not deprecating anything. That is, we're basically getting rid of the old way of doing HPA in IFA, right? So if you look at how it was done before, everything was part of the actual information elements, explicitly defined. And every time we had to change something, we would have to wait 6 months for the change to take place and for the debates to end and all that. And so the debates were pointless for the most part because it really is between the hardware supplier and the VNF developers, you know, what and how they expose. And so that's why we have these key value pairs now, because the spec can move on and they can have their own discussions and we can have ours.
So I have a question on that too. Those generic terms, those generic keys, who created those? Where did they come from? Are they out of OpenStack?
Which generic keys?
In the key value pair document, there's a set of like six.
So presumably they're from we can change them, right? I don't think.
Yeah, I know. But where did they come from, right?
Original proposal from, this is what Adrian tells me, right? Because it was before my time. The original proposal for EPA in Etsy, right, was done by an ARM person and an Intel person. And so it was fairly complete, but then something happened in the second release of the model and it got diluted. You know, things just kind of went, kind of haywired. And some of the information disappeared. Some of it was never fully defined to the fullest extent. And so when the new proposal got put in place, I think Adrian just picked some names that, were mapped into the information model. So VDU mem requirements, that was just something that he picked. Now, for the keys themselves, I don't know where he got them.
I'll follow up with him.
Yeah, you should follow up. I don't think he's attached to any of them or anybody's in that Intel is. It's more about just picking some vendor neutral, way of talking about it. And that's why I posted the stuff on the wiki now, right? So you guys should all have a link.
Okay.
I'm sorry, where?
Jesse, what are you asking?
I'm sorry, he just said he posted a link somewhere. I didn't know where.
So if you subscribe to ONAP Discuss, there was an email from me last night that says the link to the proposed supported HPA attributes is here. And there was a link.
Okay.
Do you want to, Alex, do you want to chat that link to me and I'll put it in the notes for today?
I just look for my email and cut and paste.
Okay.
So let me finish quickly because I think Andy's
I delete all of Alex's emails as he comes in. So no, I'm kidding. Yeah, go ahead then, please.
Okay. Tim, he didn't publish version 6.0 yet.
Huh?
Version 6.0 of Soul is not published.
No. But I can send the link. If people has a login, they can download right away. So I will do that.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that now in this meeting?
I will do that before Andy closed the bridge. I will post that link.
Okay.
So let me quickly go through because I got a couple stuff to meet the deadline here on the timeline. So the big change, so important concept change, not change, but agree, that we would not have a VDU node type anymore. If you want to build a VDU concept, then you need to look at this example. But most important is that all the node type, it's still the same node type that we define. We just have to use service template and node type to map it correctly. And that's the basic operation of Tosca, okay? So that's one key concept that we agree, close out. Another important, couple of important thing at the VNF level. Okay, the two important things at the VNF level, that we add, I think it's important to ONAP. First, even though right now you don't care much for Flavor ID, but the VNF level now has the VNF Flavor ID and flavor description. Another important thing that we added for supporting runtime data change and configuration is modify attributes and configurable properties. So this top level driven by different data types, and you can look at the document and you can just do a waterfall down of all the new data type that we introduce, which is important. Another important thing, let me find it.
Do you have any other, so this flavor is for the VNFD?
No, flavor ID here is for...
which table is this?
This is the VNF level.
Yeah, so that's confusing. So why is there only one flavor? I'm not sure that's modeled right yet.
The flavor? No. I think it's the flavor ID.
But it says it's a string, so it's only one value. You see my problem with that? It's okay for release too, but when we want multiple flavors, I'm not sure what that's going to end up meaning.
It's, oh, I see what you no. Okay, this VNF, because the way the service template can only represent one topology, so we need to have an ID.
Hey guys, can we discuss this later? We have a whole agenda, right? And we need to also talk about one other thing, which is how we work going forward and how we make sure that the folks who are working on the data model are finally united back with those that are working on the information model.
Okay, let me wrap up in the next couple minutes.
So because this is substitutable and using service templates, there's multiple service templates for flavors. Is that the idea? Just to wrap that. Yes, just answer yes or no, and then we can move on. I can talk to you offline.
Yeah, let me wrap it up this on the, because this is so much change. The other important change is the operation may not be impact ONAP directly, but the cleanup of there. So that's the import, a lot of the import changes. The next thing for me to do quickly is just to go back to the mapping, if I can find it. Let me see. Yes. So what I've done is Xu Yang create me a page, and we copy all the clean version of the IAM. And what I've done is map it every single attribute into Seoul 001. Now, of course, there are things like the orange one, of course, it's not going to be in Seoul 1. It's up to ONAP how you want to do it, and you can advise me the next steps. So that's the important thing, is that every single one is already mapped correctly into Seoul 1.
So, Tin, why do we have this thing from Deng Hui saying we need to do the mappings? You've already done them.
I think what he wants is actually load Victor page into Jira.
I really don't know.
Jira.
Why would you want to add his page into Jira? It's a model definition. Why would you want to put it into Jira? That makes no sense.
Well, I don't know. I've been asking him and he's not clear. And since you, Alex, you volunteer, you tell me. I was one of my questions.
My plan was to add the HPA changes to the classes that Victor is refining as of last night. And we will end up with a definition that will be sent to SDC. Or, you know, we won't send it. We'll just point them at the data model.
Or am I supposed to update Victor's page?
You should update Victor's page. We should form. This is what I wanted to talk about that wasn't on the agenda, unfortunately. But we need to figure out how we all work together now.
Okay. So
one team, in my mind, where we have both people from the IM side and the data modeling side, and then this way we can keep everybody on the same page.
Alex, the issue here is that what construct to put there if we have a difference between Word document 5 and Seoul 001.
Oh, we need to call a meeting and have this discussion with Victor
Because today I received an email from Dan Hui about the monitoring, and now I'm just figuring out because there are differences between two of them.
Okay. Yeah, because I can update this page. Is this what he wanted? And I'll be happy to update to Seoul 1 quickly.
Go for it.
Okay, let's try to go forward and see what...
see what happens, right? My plan was to update the class definitions. why am I doing, you know, why am I uploading crap to Jira? I'm just going to do it here.
Yeah, that's right. And Alex, you know that there's no HPA in working document 5.
I know. That's what I'm going to add.
So what does the sense to refer to working document 5 in this case?
We're starting with 5.
Yeah. Huh?
We're starting with 5 as a base.
We're starting, yes, but you don't have anything new in one of the working document 5.
Do you have something? Do you have a proposal for what to do as an alternative?
To copy paste things, new things from Solo 001 as Think is going to do, and I will do with monitoring, for example.
Perfect.
Okay.
Do that.
Okay.
So if I understand, our instruction is to put it in here, right? Then I will be doing
that's
that.
Understanding, and so that's what we need to do.
But not okay. Going to Jira. We are not going to put anything to Jira because.
Not sure why you would want to do modeling in Jira.
I don't want to. I was asked by Dan Hui.
You should include a link. Then. A link in the Jira to where the artifact resides.
Okay, so I will do.
So
okay.
We can validate that the issue can be closed, right?
Yeah, it's much better if it's on the wiki for folks to find and look at. If it's buried in Jira, it's just buried in Jira.
Okay, so then the
first are they aligning to the Tosca profile or Sol 001? Because it says it's to the Oasis profile.
We've spent an hour talking about stuff, which is debating something that we're just going to go with.
If you can just clarify, because it says alignment with the Tosca NFV profile.
So the Tosca NFV profile is the starting point for the model. What we're proposing is to take the NFV profile version blah, 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 and then add to it. I'm going to add the HPA stuff. Tin is going to add a bunch of changes that would make whatever we have on this wiki page compatible with Sol 1. Andre is going to add some monitoring stuff. That's it.
So then it's no longer alignment with Tosca NFV profile. So
it's no longer aligned with Tosca NFV profile, but it can be easily aligned by doing cut and paste back into the documents and issuing a new version.
No, I'm just saying on the wiki, maybe they might want to clarify what it is.
Yes, we will clarify everything.
I guess I could unlock this and change that to align with NFV profile /Sol001.
Don't unlock it. Just put a note saying that, you know, we'll put a note somewhere saying this is a starting point and we'll go from there. Why was this blocked?
So we're still using this page. Am I right? You guys give me
that's
the authorization.
Kind of standing, you know, so how about I do this? You know, I'll do the obvious. Jen, Andre, Alish, Tal, Victor.
Copy me.
Andy, Kevin.
So you're going to send out an email with what our plan is. Is that correct?
I mean, that seems to be the only thing that will solve this
stagnation here. Thank you.
Jesse, Brian.
Yeah, I think it's essential we start putting things in writing and getting these agreements written down. And.
So I got Tim, I got Andre, I got Chateau, I got Victor, you, Andy, Anatoly. I guess we should put David. Brian, I put your name down. Jesse, you were down on this list.
Did you get Lang? Did you want to copy Langley on it? So she's.
What's
Langley,
the list? What's the
okay,
list for?
Jesse, just for your information, oops, I post the link.
Thanks,
where you can
Tim.
Download.
Thank you so okay. much.
Okay. Now, just be aware, there are some implementation error that the Raptor, when he implemented all the change, I found a couple errors. hopefully next week he will release it, but I don't think it's major, bunch of major error, just a couple of small technical error. Just be aware of it. We will release a couple new stuff out. Okay. Like, for example, here's a good point. We no longer use this composition nodes. So we should delete this node off the table, right off the bat. There's no such thing as this one anymore.
And Hardway agrees with that. What changes do you think need to be made?
I won't delete it, but I would mark it in the comment that we would recommend to remove this node because they don't, this type in, don't exist anymore. I won't physically delete it.
I would suggest, Tin, and Andre, I would do the same thing. I would suggest that the two companies, Nokia and Amdocs, propose a discussion. That it's not you two people proposing a discussion, but I suggest you send an email to the modeling subcommittee and say Nokia and Amdocs would like to lead a discussion on Tuesday to understand how to update the model that Victor posted, to bring it up to the current state of things. And then in that meeting, in that discussion, you can decide what to do, document it. We can insist that the meeting be recorded so we don't have any more, you know, funny business. And that's it.
Okay.
And that's what I would suggest, right? You can go in and make changes and do whatever we need to do, but I just... But again, you know, just to make it stick, you know, it's got to be coming from Nokia and Amdocs, not Tin and Andre.
Okay.
And not from somebody in Shanghai, but from the official representative of Nokia, who is legitimately responsible for making these decisions.
Yeah, sure, Alex. Tina, are you going to LA, by the way?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we will meet there.
One thing, I know Priya and I guess on the call.
Yeah, Priya is here.
Priya? What's your, because I remember a long time ago on the vote, Netcracker also support Sol 1.
Yes, Tim?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, you had a question for me?
Yeah, so would you be able to help contribute to drive Sol 1 in the modeling here? Because I remember you also support Sol 1, am I correct?
You're talking about Dengwei's email, or I don't understand what is the scope of work?
There was a poll Dengwei made a while back, where you know.
Okay, you're talking about the poll that happened before our Sol meeting, right?
Yeah, this one. Is this still the same position? Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Right?
I can see it.
And this one, I would assume Huawei is interesting, supported too. ZTE supported too.
That poll is done already, right?
So, yeah, this was a complete BS. I don't know. This, I mean, ARM supported something completely different than just Sol 001. I think this list was built in a very ad hoc way, not in a very meticulous way. So what I would do is go look at the actual vote from where this list was created, which was in the previous meeting.
Okay. All right.
The only place that we get, that they were voting in favor of Sol 001 or not, right? That's the only place.
It couldn't be an official vote because A, it was done after the meeting.
It is good reference, Alex. We can use it and we can add more companies like
Hey guys, this is the official report to TSC. Remember, this is the official report to a TSC.
Right.
Guys, listen. In order to make it real, there has to be an announcement. If you're going to make any kind of a poll, there's got to be an announcement ahead of time.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird when polls just pop up and no one's aware of them. So
I mean, this poll was done after most of the people left the meeting, and there were just a few people still left on the call.
And there needs to be
You don't do polls that way. So you can bring up the issue. You can create a poll, and you can say, you know, what's the community say? And then if all the people who speak up in Etsy but don't speak up in ONAP say nothing, then you know no one cares.
We will do. Alex, we will do, definitely. Thank you.
Okay. So none of you understand the instruction of what then we're saying to Lo up to Jira. So we should wait on clarification.
Right.
Because he told me that they're like Alex and some other people already signed up to do, and he asked me to support some of them.
Yeah, to me too, yeah. Ask me to support monitoring part.
So I thought I'm going to load up the Jira, but the interesting is we need to clean up the NFE profile first before we load it. Okay. Andy, I think I should stop sharing my screen already.
Sorry. Yep. And I put your link onto the meeting minutes, so that's all there. I think that's all. It's all the time we have for today. I'm actually late for another meeting, but this is important that we all at least get our views represented. Let's get the information loaded onto the wiki. I think putting the link into Jira is probably sufficient because really the wiki is a better place to capture and share the information, but we should make sure that Deng's aware of that. Also, we should all make sure that we participate fully in both the information modeling discussions as well as the modeling subcommittee call to ensure that at least the views here are reflected, you know, during those conversations. So that's all. Alex, did you send out that email yet? I didn't.
Yes, I'm working on it.
Okay, and then Alex is sending out the email. So. Just take one more minute. Does anyone else have any item? I think this is probably enough, but I'd like to, you know, thank Alex and Din for going through the stuff today. Thanks for all the hard work on the Soul 001 stuff. I'm going to be plowing through that myself a bit as well, and I may have some additional questions. But that's it for today. Everyone enjoy their weekend as much as possible. Try not to work too hard.
Guys, next week I will be in Helsinki freezing my ass off at zero touch meetings. But so I may or may not be able to attend depending on how time zones shift and what times we use some of these meetings. But I will be reading my email. So if need be, if something urgent pops out, comes up, just call my cell.
Yep. Thank you. Regardless of the time. Oh, sorry. and thank you, Alex, for being a trooper and participating in many of those informational meetings.
Hey, man, you know, whatever it takes, we got to get this to work the way we need to. So.
No, appreciate it. The efforts appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Talk to you all, I'm sure, before the meeting next week. But this is good. And we'll actually wrap up and hopefully have a agreement at some point in time next week. But, you know, definitely participate in that modeling subcommittee call. Keep a very close eye on if they shift the time. Be prepared. All right. Take care.
Hey, Andy.
Yep.
Just one quick thing. I just pulled up the meeting report from TSC yesterday. Interesting what they record, which I don't think is correct. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
This is the report of yesterday, right? The modeling subcommittee make consensus on R2 resource data model. I don't think we got a good
Yeah,
if we're still spending time an hour to debate this, need not vote and workshop update. So there's no vote because someone already declared consensus.
I'm sorry, Tim. You know, here's what happens in these meetings, right? You know, the chairperson of the modeling subcommittee says, this is what I see as consensus, and nobody says anything.
Well, I commented, but just ignored.
Nobody else other than Nokia, I'm sorry, I'm just going to be very specific. Nobody else other than Nokia actually objected to anything. So yes, that's consensus. Rough consensus. Now, if I heard Netcracker, Ericsson, MDocs, Cisco, other companies who have stake in the game say, hey, wait a minute, we don't like this, that wouldn't be consensus. But we didn't hear that.
Anyway, I think we need to communicate with Denhui and make sure that he understands that's still not correct consensus.
Yeah. Yes, agreed. And we just missed the point here. I think it, another of Amdocs was there, and no, Ale was there because Ale is traveling abroad. Okay.
Okay. That's all I have, guys.
Are we done?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
All right.
Hello. I didn't want to pick on you, by the way. I'm just seeing a whole bunch of assholes who sit on these calls, say nothing, and expect you to do all the hard work, especially the Netcracker people. Okay? That's what's pissing me off. You've got Ericsson, you know, Steve Carroll sends me this long message yesterday saying, oh, what's going on? You know, I thought we were on the same page with Intel. You know, we were going to do SOL1. And I said, yeah, well, you'll have Michaela speak up. Not whisper, but actually say something, right? And he's like, oh, you mean she's not saying anything? I'm like, she doesn't fucking attend half the meetings. And then she complains that, you know, nobody's doing what she wants. Right? I mean, like, you are doing all sorts of things way above and beyond what you need to do. This is how I look at it, to do this, right? We, you know, my company, unfortunately, we all believe that we need to do so. But at the same time, we know that if we don't deliver on HPA, we're going to start, you know, losing revenue, and we need to do it, right? That's the reality of it, Tim, right? You know, we have companies lined up. I mean, these are the same fucking companies. This is another thing that pisses me off. These are the same fucking companies who want to use HPA capabilities but will not stand up at meetings and say, we want SOL1 too. Let me quote Ling Li from the meeting that Intel had with China Mobile. She basically, I brought up this issue one more time, and I said, Ling Li, I understand the issues with generic VNFM and SOL1, and the fact that things have been hard-coded, we can't do anything about that, you know, we'll do our best, OK?
okay? And then I said, but you do realize that most of the vendors oppose the idea of Oasis, whether they speak up or not. And her reply was very appropriate, I think. What she said was, okay, Alex, I understand, but I don't see any action from them. They don't speak, they don't bring people. All these changes that they want to make will require changes in the code. Who is there from Ericsson? She said, you know, name two people who are actually writing code from Ericsson and Nokia and Netcracker. And she just went down the list. And I had to concede that there's nobody except Nokia people contributing anything other than hot air. Well, you know, hot air works in standards, but not in the open source. In the open source, bring the changes into the SO so that all the workflows continue to work for SO1-based stuff. Preserve backward compatibility with other DNS that have already been written. We need to change SDC to have pluggable parsers so that we can parse different DNS, different versions of different DNFDs. Okay? That's a lot of work. It's not. Well, no, because you just named, you just rattled off a whole bunch of differences. Like, we don't do the composition. We don't do this. We don't do that. That's a significant amount of change. So, you know, you need to negotiate those ahead of time, I think. Okay, they do. They do. They do. It's in there. Yeah, I think so. It's in there somewhere because when I built my deltas, I saw a composition in there.